It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. You mentioned you have a 25-member department, and I think we all have to realize you can't be everywhere at all times, and you can't do everything. And that involves community cooperation. How can the community get involved with that? And when they're looking to see something might not quite be right, what's actually suspicious? How do you determine that?
We make a big deal telling people, if you see something suspicious, call the police. And then I've had these conversations. People go, well, what's suspicious? Because it's objective. Some of those things could be a person going door to door, looking into backyards windows. We'd probably all say that's kind of suspicious. Might be somebody casing a neighborhood, you know, looking to steal something. Okay, yeah, give us a call. Continuous vehicle repairs, especially in non-business areas or a neighborhood. Okay, I mean, you know, is that a code violation? Is it somebody dismantling, you know, a stolen car? I don't know, but it might be suspicious. Might want to give us a call. We'll go out there and talk to that person. Somebody who is waiting in front of a house or a business for a extended period of time. Or are they a lookout for a burglary? Same thing. Are they looking to steal something? A person trying to enter a vehicle, but they don't instantaneously have the little key fob that opens up the car. They don't have a key, but they're kind of hanging around the side of a vehicle for a while. Yeah, that's suspicious. We want to know about that. Something that may not seem like a big deal and might seem like a really low-grade violation. A bicyclist late at night who has no headlight. Well, that's just a minor violation. Chief, why would you bother that? Well, it's been my personal experience over the years that burglars actually use bicycles without lights. And so, yeah, that might be suspicious. The officers might stop that. If you're walking your dog and you see those things, most people have a cell phone. Give us a call. We would much rather go out and talk to 9 out of 10 people that get called in as being suspicious and find out, oh, you know, they were fumbling for their key, they were waiting for their mom, their dad, whatever the case. We'd much rather have that conversation because it is a conversation for us. It's not we're the police and up against the car, than to miss the one suspicious call that really is that felon or person who is in the process of getting ready to commit or is committing an actual real crime.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.